Welcome to another session of Jazz Stew, Real Jazz, to feed the soul. I'm your host, Annie Taylor. It's a great privilege to bring you this very special tribute to a jazz pianist, composer, educator, and broadcaster who encompassed that rare combination of creativity, vision, commitment, and leadership, qualities that describe none other than the great Billy Taylor, who passed away this past December. Playing the piano professionally since 1944, Billy got his start with Ben Webster's Quartet in New York's famed 52nd Street. Then he served as the house pianist at Birdland, the legendary jazz club where he performed with such celebrated masters as Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and Miles Davis. Starting in the 1950s, Billy led his own trio, as well as performed with the most influential jazz musicians of the 20th century. With over 23 honorary doctoral degrees, Billy was also the recipient of two Peabody Awards, the NEA Jazz Masters Award, an Emmy for Outstanding Informational, Cultural, or Historical Programming, a Grammy, and was also honored with the ASCAP Jazz Living Legend Award. I had the humble honor of meeting Billy Taylor several years ago in New York. He was an eloquent and beautiful man, and we'd like to bring some of the highlights of his music to you. We'll begin with a tune Billy wrote in 1946 with then-personnel Herman Mitchell on guitar, John Levy on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. From the 1946 Savoy album, The Very Best of Billy Taylor, this is Well Tailored on Jazz Stew. Tailored, Billy Taylor on Jazz Stew. Next, I'd like to give you a set of tunes from Billy Taylor's Jazz at the Kennedy Center from Billy's NPR radio series. This 1999 show features legendary trumpeter Maynard Ferguson, along with Chip Jackson on bass and Stephen Johns on drums. Recorded in California, here is There Will Never Be Another You, followed by Just Friends, But Beautiful, Caruso, and A Night in Tunisia on Jazz Stew, Real Jazz, to feed the soul.
Thank you. play something.
Called Caruso.
Okay.
Thank you.
A Night in Tunisia, Caruso, But Beautiful, Just Friends, and There Will Never Be Another You, from Billy Taylor's Jazz, featuring Maynard Ferguson on Jazz Stew. You're listening to Jazz Stew, a tribute to the late, great Billy Taylor. On Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul. I'm Annie Taylor. Next is a collection of tunes from the Billy Taylor Trio from 1954 on the Prestige label, with Earl May on bass and Percy Bryce on drums, and featuring conga player Candido. We'll hear Bit of Bedlam, followed by A Live One, Love for Sale, Declivity, and Different Bells on Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul. Different Bells, Declivity, Love for Sale, A Live One, and Bit of Bedlam from the Billy Taylor Trio with Candido on Jazz Stew. You're listening to Jazz Stew, a tribute to Billy Taylor on Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul. I'm your host, Annie Taylor. Next, we'll hear some tunes from an album that Billy recorded with sax icon Jerry Mulligan live at the Manchester Craftsman Guild in a series of concerts in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania from 1993 on the MCG Jazz label. Billy Taylor was already in his early 70s and Jerry Mulligan not far behind him when the pianist and baritone saxophonist performed together for the first time in a series of 1993 concert dates at the Manchester Craftsman's Guild in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, along with drummer Carl Allen and bassist Chip Jackson. We bring you Billy's original tune, Capricious, followed by All the Things You Are, Body and Soul, Just You, Just Me, and Duke Ellington's Come Sunday on Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come Sunday, just you, just me, body and soul, all the things you are, and capricious, from Billy Taylor and Jerry Mulligan live at the Manchester Craftsman's Guild on Jazz Stew. You're listening to Jazz Stew, a tribute to the late, great Billy Taylor. On Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul, I'm Annie Taylor. We'll wrap up this session with one of Billy's most notable works, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, achieving great popularity with the civil rights movements of the 1950s and 60s. Many artists have covered the tune since then, but here is a live version with Billy and his trio here for you now. I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free on Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul.
Thank you.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. The late, great Billy Taylor on Jazz Stew. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Jazz Stew, a tribute to Billy Taylor on Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul. I'm your host, Annie Taylor. We are pleased to announce that we are taking sponsorships and partnerships. If you have a business that you'd like to advertise with us nationally and internationally, contact us at chef@jazzstew.com for more information. Listen for more great things on Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul.